Welcome to the July 2013 edition of Judd's New England Journal, the rather curious monthly musings of Judson Hale, the editor-in-chief of Yankee Magazine, published since 1935 in Dublin, New Hampshire. Two New England dreams. Operating an inn or country store seems to be the ultimate lifelong fantasy for many. But beware, there are pitfalls. Over the years, I've often talked with people who tell me their ultimate dream would be to, quote, quit the rat race, unquote, and buy a country store or an historic old New England inn. The late Norman Simpson, author of Country Inns and Back Roads, once told me that owning an inn was indeed a realistic dream for those who, like Norman did, possess such qualities as, quote, showmanship, a good head for business, and most important, an attitude toward people that's service-oriented, unquote. He had words of warning, too. He said, if your marriage is shaky, forget it. And if you tend to have an alcohol problem, the problem will increase. Finally, he had another warning for new inn owners. They must get by what he called the danger year. That, he said, was the third year, when new owners are apt to think they've made it. As a consequence, they expand far too quickly and then go down the tube. A former airline stewardess, and they were once called that, if you remember, a former airline stewardess I knew who, with her husband, bought the Barrows House in Dorset, Vermont, back in 1972, confessed that in reality, quote, running an inn is like being on an airplane that never lands, unquote. Now, there can be money in owning a general store in New England town. If you're willing to work 70 or more hours a week and build up a good inventory, and then in maybe 4 or 5 or more years, sell. It helps to live in the apartment upstairs, too. Certainly a pitfall in storekeeping is extending credit. Most don't do that. A friend of mine who had been raised in Lewiston, Maine, once recalled to me how a Lewiston store owner known as Big Jim wouldn't get much business when people had cash in their pockets. During those prosperous times, they would trade at the chain supermarkets where prices were lower. But when times were bad, Big Jim's store was always crowded with people buying on credit. One year, my Lewiston friend enjoyed recalling, Big Jim had so much business he almost went bankrupt. Today, as anyone who has traveled backcountry New England knows, there are plenty of old-fashioned general stores, at least one in every community. But do you know of any that are for sale? Visiting out-of-towners will often ask me. My uncle, the late Rob Sagnor, founder of Yankee Magazine in 1935, probably had the best answer for that question. He'd simply reply, I don't know of any that aren't. That would probably go for inns as well.